Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Tolos, your week number 9 upset picks are due. 844-326-3663. That is the phone line. If you need help, and some Tolos have had a problem with this in the past, and you're on the stream, it's right there across the top of the screen. Just look right there. Text in. Get us your upset pick. Roger Carper is taking Wake Forest plus 3.5 over SMU, and he did it right. His name, his game, and the spread. C-Dubs is taking Houston plus 7.5 over Arizona State. Kevin Bugs, Eastern Michigan plus 12.5 over Ohio. Tyler from the Berg is going Colorado plus 13.5 over Utah.
I texted him back because I also looked at that game last minute yesterday, and I thought the same thing. I literally thought the exact same thing. Tyler texted back, and he said, I just think Deion's due, and I need points. I thought being due is probably not a real thing, but I did think the exact same thing for the record. I thought, man, Colorado seems like Diesel. They're due for a big win this year. They haven't had a win, a big one, right?
Yeah.
And you just think that Deion, they're gonna break through.
They haven't had that big time road win yet. They lost to Houston 36-20 week 3. Then they lost to TCU on the road 35-21. They beat Iowa State last week 24-17. So maybe they get a little bit of rhythm going.
Right.
I mean, they just beat a ranked team last week. So certainly credit where credit is due, beating a ranked team anywhere, whether it's home, away, or neutral site.
Maybe that's
a big
pick.
Deal.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that is the upset pick come Monday when we're on these airwaves. We're going to be saying, man, why didn't we all take Colorado? Because it's like 13.5 point or –
it's a lot.
It's a big spread.
That's a big spread. And anybody who takes that one, we make sure we tell you this all the time. And we see it every year as we get deeper and deeper into the season, some Tolos start to drop out of the challenge. Don't let that happen to you. Don't get discouraged and say, I don't have any points, or I only have 3 or 4 points. Or if you're Rob, I only have 2.5 points. I don't like this challenge anymore. It can happen. You can hit a big one. Cole, last week you hit for how many points?
9.5.
You hit for 9.5 points, and you jumped all the way up to 64th place. And that may not sound like a lot, but you went from like 110th place to 64th place. And if you hit again on another good one, you're up for 4.5, 5.5 points this week.
I think so, yeah.
You could jump into the second column. All of a sudden, now you're sitting in that 45 range. And then you hit another one and you could be in the top 25.
Well,
it's a challenge that you can make up a lot of ground quickly. So Tolos, Don't bow out of this challenge just because you don't have any points.
All that sounds good, but the reality is I've only hit twice this year.
Well,
Saturday made my second, and I'm struggling now. Diesel, last week I was the biggest SMU Mustang fan on planet Earth.
Yep.
Tomorrow I am the biggest Golden Bear fan on earth. I need Cal. They are the Golden Bears, right?
Correct.
Golden Bears.
Which starts with a B, by the way.
Thanks, Tex.
Tex, no, it starts with Golden Bears, starts with a G.
That's mine. I'm going Golden Bears, going with old Cal over Virginia Tech.
That's a good pick, man. A lot of people have taken that one. Cal hadn't really beaten anybody with a pulse yet, but they are 5-2, and that's got to count for something. I took App State plus 14.5 over Old Dominion. These are both 4-3 teams. Yeah, both teams are 4-3. Old Dominion got walloped last week against James Madison. I just wonder if there's a little bit of carryover and hangover from not looking good a week ago, and maybe they kind of peaked early and they start to slide as we get deeper and deeper into the schedule. And App State has talent on the team. They just haven't found a way to be consistent with it week in and week out. But 844-326-3663, get us your upset picks for week number 9. Maybe a lot of people, Cole, are waiting until we get that late Thursday report or Friday report.
Those injury reports.
On whether or not guys are injured and out. Maybe people are waiting, and I'm just telling you, don't wait. Get your picks to us.
You know, that did not happen last year, I don't believe. I think this is the first year, so... And this upset picks challenge has been going on for many years. That changes things because these conference reports are required to come out on Thursdays.
I think we need to give people an extra point if they make their pick on Wednesday, right? Like you get a boldness point. You get a boldness point for picking early and hitting. You get that extra point. I think that's a good idea. I don't know.
No.
A lot of people sitting around waiting until Thursday, Friday to get their picks in. Don't be doing that. Don't be scared. Get your picks in now. 844-FAN-PHONE. Efforting Chris Stewart, the play-by-play voice of Alabama football. He's set to join us here in this segment. Still trying to get Chris on the show. A lot of big stuff lined up for the rest of the show. We've got the Tolo Takeover coming up at 5 o'clock. And at 5:20, we're diving deep, Cole, into that FBI meets mafia investigation into sports betting and a couple of big-time NBA stars.
He did text me. He's ready. He's good. He's coming on shortly. So don't worry. We don't have to pivot. We've got Chris coming up literally in seconds.
Okay. That is good news. But that is it's a wild story, and it just feels like we're getting more and more and more of these stories. And I do wonder, as they start to become more prevalent, and we just had one in college basketball, I think earlier this week, or maybe it was towards the tail end of last week, I just wonder how these books are going to deal with this, right? If there is mass corruption in the game with respect to sports gambling, how are they going to deal with that as far as upset players? Upset bettors on their platforms. That's going to be interesting to see how they deal with that. But it's time to talk some Alabama Crimson Tide football as they're taking on the South Carolina Gamecocks this weekend.
It is time to go behind enemy lines.
Wow, Chris, you're the first recipient of this new and improved intro for Behind Enemy Lines. I think Cole has Venmo if you want to tip him for that.
I don't know.
Welcome into the show.
Thank you. That was pretty nice. I need to do that. And I'm going to tip Zabian Brown as well. Last night at the radio show with Coach DeBoer, they played that, and he said, "Hey, nice call. That was really good." I said, "Well, thanks, but I don't want to forget Sabian's part in that. He kind of contributed, but it was fun. It was very, very special. Obviously, came at a huge time in the game, and given who it came against, it was terrific from an Alabama perspective. That's for sure."
Chris, did you see all of the videos after the fact on social media about the pop, the shot heard around the world almost in a way?
By the way,
this is Cole. Thanks for hopping on with us. Those videos were incredible, weren't it?
Yeah, they were. It's amazing, the technology, that just the way it is and the immediacy of everything. But also, it tells you how how much of an impact, you know, sports and social media have, and and how we're able to see all of that now. One of the coolest things, besides the aerial views and stuff from the top of the stadium, and which were pretty cool, there was one where they were literally 3 miles from Bryant-Denny.
Wow.
And they, you could hear the noise. I mean, you couldn't hear clearly, but it was audible. There was no doubt of what it was when you heard it. It was in that context, but it was pretty amazing. Everybody, that's one that people will talk about forever, that they were either there for or were watching when it happened.
Chris, I'm going to ask you one more serious question before we dive in and start having some fun here. As a person who lives in Alabama, wears that Script A on his person just about every day, is Alabama white sauce actually good?
I love it, man. I'm a white sauce guy. I don't know that. I know that I'm in a smaller percentage. Yeah, probably the minority, but the. But I'm even though I like red sauce, I'm more of a white sauce guy. Don't know why that's the case, but yeah, I really like it.
No, I'm with you on
that. Certain places, depends on where you get it from, I guess.
That's right. Chris Stewart, play-by-play voice of the Alabama Crimson Tide, joining us here in this Behind Enemy Lines segment as the Gamecocks in action at home Saturday. Chris, when you look at South Carolina on film and you start studying and preparing for the broadcast, do you side with what Ty Simpson said in practice earlier this week, that their record's not indicative of how good of a team they are?
Yeah, I do. Because I saw them, and I'll, you know, candidly haven't seen as much lately, but I was watching a lot early. I'm a big Shane Beamer fan, and was watching a lot early in the year, and thought that is a dangerous team. And then you get beat up a little bit, and it's tough to kind of get back on rhythm again. And I think that's probably what's happened with South Carolina. That being said, you know, I think they forced the same number of turnovers as Alabama's defense. We know it's not as if, you know, Lenore Sellers is now no longer a good quarterback. That's not true. He can play and is every bit the threat that we thought he would be coming into the season. And so his best, that's the thing that concerns you, is that the other side's best is good enough to play with you and anybody else. I mean, in South Carolina falls into that category, and it would not be the first time that an Alabama team was really good, came to Columbia and faced the other side's best effort and came up with a loss that was devastating. So trying to avoid that again here on Saturday.
Chris, I was in Columbia last weekend, and I watched South Carolina try to run into that brick wall of the Oklahoma defense time and time and time again, and it just wasn't working. And obviously a lot of South Carolina fans want Mike Shula to completely change how he's calling games, which I guess would make them take advantage of the fact that they have a relatively weak offensive line, push the ball out in space. So far this season, how has Kane Womack's defense performed against teams like that can get the ball out in space and have athletes?
Yeah, there's been some success, but I think the adjustments they've made at halftime have been terrific, and the numbers show that. You know, they've been a much more stingy defense in half number two, especially in the last few weeks as they've gotten better and better. I mean, that's a, you know, I have to tell you guys, that's a Tennessee team that was averaging, what, 48 a game coming in, and you hold them 28 below it, that's pretty impressive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
To say the very least, not that you expect a team to continue on the trend that they were, but 4 scores below that is pretty amazing. And Alabama's defense has given ground. It gave ground on Saturday, you know, and I think that just the way that game ended was so amazing. The first half ends with a 99-yard return for a touchdown. The game ends with Tennessee ending right at the goal line and unable to get in again. And that was extremely, I think, satisfying for the team as a whole, but specifically that defense to wrap up the game the way they did it.
Chris, when you look at the Alabama schedule and the way this team has continued to get better week after week, do you feel like this team is continuing to unlock new areas of the team, not just the offense, but their ability to continue to improve? And at what point do you feel like that ceiling, that peak has been reached? What do you see in terms of still areas, as good as this team is, areas still where this team can get better?
I think they would love to be able to run it in the traditional sense. Better. You know, when I say the traditional sense, there are people that freak out over the fact that they've, you know, the rushing yardage isn't where you're accustomed to for a championship level Alabama team. But the truth is, there are a lot of things they do in the passing game that are really just extended handoffs. They're utilized the same as the run game would be. And you have the same type of effect and the same type of impact. That being said, you would love to be able to line it up and run it more effectively. And I do think they're capable of that as the line has gotten better and improved over the course of the year. As you've got Jam Miller healthier, certainly than what he was at the start, but also the guys behind him and Kevin Riley and Daniel Hill have developed and got better during that process as well. Those are all areas where they can get better. But part of why Alabama's been improving is they've just got finally healthier. Yeah, there's some guys that are still out, but the biggest keys for Alabama were Tim Keenan III at nose guard and Jam Miller at running back getting healthy. Those are the areas where Alabama really struck, you know, not having a guy that was able to be your primary not only runner, but pass blocker, the way Jam is, that really hurts your offense. But defensively, missing Tim in the middle of that front got you gashed time and again, whether it was the quarterback draws, whether it was, you know, the regular runs up the middle with the running back or whatever it may be. Those were the things that hurt you the most in the Florida State game, as I recall. And so those are the key players. And yeah, you can talk strategy all you want, but more than anything else, Kalen DeBoer will tell you it's about players and people, and two of his most valuable ones are back and healthy and doing what they're capable of doing, which is play at an all SEC at a minimum level.
Chris, you know, obviously Kalen's
resume spoke for itself as he made his way down to Tuscaloosa. There's a reason why he got one of the most sought-after jobs available in college football. What was it like for him and you watching him kind of weather that storm of a tough first season and really just, you know, losses that Alabama is not accustomed to taking, and then leading into a second season with another loss to a team that Alabama fans feel like they shouldn't be losing to either? How did he weather that storm?
Yeah, the way he's approached almost every day, which is just about as steady as it gets. After I had been around him just a couple of months as the head coach at Alabama, he had not even coached a game yet. And it's natural in my position. People are asking me about him. And I said, look, I've never seen, and I said it then and I mean it now, I've never seen a better combination of humility and self-confidence in a person in that position than what Kalen DeBoer has. There's not an ounce of arrogance that I've ever seen out of the man. And at the same time, there's not one bit of fear or concern that he can handle the task in front of him, including one of, as you said, the highest profile jobs in all of sports, being the head man at Alabama. And the bulb gets brighter when you consider who he's following as its head coach.
Sure.
He has done an amazing job of embracing the tradition, the standard, and the importance that comes with that position. And at the same time, not let it change what allowed him to get that position professionally, and not change who he is in that process as well. I think he's, you know, again, you've got to do it week after week, and you've got to, as he says, you got to stack days. And he is stacking them up very well right now. Again, it can change in a heartbeat. We know that. There were a couple of people that I thought beforehand were sane that were sending me messages that we had to make a change after week one. And those are being saved for the appropriate time. Hopefully to send back to them. Sorry, I'm just now getting back to it, but would love to have you join us for the national championship celebration in front of the stadium this weekend. That's the one I'm hoping to be able to send out here in a few months, but we'll take it one game at a time first and see if we can get past the Gamecocks.
But, Chris, you know what's wild about that? Like, we joke about it, but that is reality. I told this story a couple of days ago. I have a friend who is a former Alabama player, offensive lineman, who was in the same camp after the Florida State loss. So it's not like it's just fans. It was gaining traction, but not in a tangible way.
Look, we've all got a everybody's like this, and we've all been guilty of it at one stage or another in our lives. If we care about sports anywhere at any level, we're all guilty. So I'm not casting a stone from a glass house, you know, or I guess I am when I say this. But fan is short for fanatic, which is Latin for blithering idiot, because we all are ones at certain times. It's just the way we are. We have we don't just have blind spots. We got glaucoma when it comes to our team. We get so passionate about it. And I get it. That's what makes it great, especially at a place like Alabama. But thankfully, the guys that are in the, at least at Alabama, not everybody's this fortunate, but we're pretty blessed to have a guy in Greg Byrne who's really level-headed, who listens to people that invest in multiple ways in the program, but he also tries to do what he thinks is right and best for the overall health and picture of things as well. And Bama football right now is pretty healthy. Again, you're only 2 days away from being diagnosed with something pretty bad again if you're not careful. But today it's really good, and I'm very thankful that's the case.
Chris, my last question for you here is, we're talking to Chris Stewart, Alabama play-by-play voice. In the offseason, we heard Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss talking about the various group chats that he's got going with other SEC coaches. Doing play-by-play at that level, I'm sure there's some similarities in the camaraderie and the small, tight-knit group of guys who know what it's like to do that job at that level. What's that camaraderie or rivalry like between you and other SEC play-by-play voices?
It's I've got probably my favorite one, and we'll pretend, since it's got a wrestling thing to it, I know who's wearing the mask, and so I won't reveal it, but there is a group chat of some guys that you all would know, that we're all actually pro wrestling fans. And so the group chat, I named it Disciples of Gordon Solie. And so for those of you that are wrestling fans, you know who I'm talking about. So anyway, normally the chats are frankly about wrestling, just to get our mind. It's a place to go for a distraction from the other stuff. But there are occasions that we're sending stuff within our business or profession or things like that, but it's actually kind of those are friends I've had for a long time, and it's kind of a fun distraction in the middle of what can be a crazy week.
Chris, you're the best, man. Really appreciate you taking time to hop on with us this afternoon here in South Carolina. Have a safe trip, and I hope to run into you Saturday in the press box.
I hope so too. I appreciate you having me, and thanks for this great weather you're giving us on the way up here. I'm actually on my way now, and it's awesome and can't wait to get there.
Appreciate you, Chris. Thanks, Chris Stewart, play-by-play voice of the Alabama Crimson Tide. You know, what's funny about that is, obviously, he doesn't know. The Tolos, I think, some of them know, some of them may not know. He throws a wrestling name at you and I, and we're like, what was he talking about? Who? You know, if it were Lonzo and Rob, they would be drooling and having to use napkins to get, you know, clean their face up. But you and I are sitting here looking at each other. What's he talking about?
You guys want a group chat about fishing or something? We can talk about that. You mentioned wrestlers, and it's just straight over my head.
And somebody's yelling at the radio, "Y'all don't know who so-and-so is?" Do you know that name?
We watch real sports.
The name he mentioned?
Is it Gordy something?
I don't know.
I don't know who you're talking about. I almost said, "Hey, you're calling into the wrong show,
yeah,
my friend."
Yeah, Rob and Lonzo are so mad at us right now, but my goodness, it's true. You above our heads on that one. In one ear and out the other. Let's do something that we normally don't do, Diesel. On Fridays at 5, we do weekend menu for college football. Let's throw a little wrench in things and go weekend menu NFL edition and take a look at the biggest games this weekend in the National Football League. Tolos, want to hear from you as well next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.